The Last Days of Terra Nova by Manuel Rivas, translated by Jacob Rogers. Galicia, fall 2014. There they are, the two of them, on the rocks beneath the lighthouse, a man and a woman. Clandestine. I'm facing the sea and I'm afraid that if I turn around, it will all disappear forever, them included. That if I look back, all I'll find is an immense nothingness traversed by the horizon line. A fossil with memories traveling along it the way Garua is doing now, as she rides her bike with a packet of books in the saddlebag. But the lighthouse will suddenly flash on in the middle of the day, and a fuming ray of black light will cross the city and shine its accusatory spotlight onto Terra Nova. Onto the sign in the window where I wrote, "Total liquidation of all inventory due to imminent closure." I shouldn't have written that message. I can picture the eyes poring over the last of the books, weighing their value, their health, color, musculature, and the state of their spines. Meanwhile, the books are in a state of shock as they feel the ground vanish out from under them. I have to go back and take it down, the sign. I have to take it down. I should lie and write liquidation due to death of owner. I should be out there instead, on the front lines. What are you doing here, Mr. Fontana? Waiting for death, like everyone else. That might earn me a round of applause. No more than that, an ovation. It would ignite a glimmer of hope. I lived that prophecy. I wore it as a badge after I gave up my role as a White Duke. No future. It horrifies me to think we were right. Right. It was the last thing we wanted to be, like discovering only now that our deliberate grotesquerie was a form of beauty. That the layer of grime was a form of protection. Very poor indeed art thou, yet thy home is heaven I trow. That prayer always brings me peace. Jacopone da Todi, my poet, a gift from Uncle Elisio when I was in the iron lung. Bread and water, nothing more, but some herbs, unless indeed, these a little salt shall need. I shall go back and take down that sign, but I'm afraid to leave.